The one was good. I don't know what y'all call this, what we call. What y'all call the toilets outside?
Outhouse.
Any other name?
You call it? Mm-hmm. Call them toilets. We, that's what we call them. Toilets.
Uh-huh. What different buildings did you have on the farm?
You mean just around the place?
Mm-hmm.
Where we live, we didn't have nothing but old log barns.
Mm-hmm.
We built our own barns out of logs, and we built our own sheds for our stock. Built a lot out of round poles, and we notched them poles. We notched them for the lot, notched them for the barn.
Mm-hmm. Did the lot go around the barn?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a big lot.
Uh-huh.
Put old hay manger in there. We wouldn't have to feed hay every morning and make the manger out of poles. It'd hold lots of hay too. Everything was built out of poles, no planks at all.
Uh-huh. Where would you keep the hay?
We would put it around poles.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have no barn to put no hay in. We finally did. Late in the later year, we fixed some places for them, but we used to just cut our hay and haul and stack around the poles, and when the winter time come, well, we just turn the stock into it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
Haystack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, haystack.
Any other way?
And after we built, after we went to putting it in the pole deals, well, we call that a hay manger. That's what we call them, hay mangers. We build them a big hay manger, and it hold maybe 200 or 300 bales.
What did the hay manger look like?
Oh, it was just build it without a pole, just like that. See, you set a forked pole out on each corner, the one in the middle, and you lay your pole straight across. And then when you start to put it for the hay, well, you just stand them poles. Just cross them just like that. Put one this way and one that way. That's just the way they be. And then you put your hay right down in them. And the horse would eat the hay out of between them poles. It was a good deal at that time.
Nowadays, people who keep hay in the barn, what part of the barn do they put it in?
Now they going to building just nothing but hay barns now.
Mm-hmm.
And they start the hay from the ground and go all the way to the top. So they just hay barn. It used to be they have a hay shed on one side and corn on one.
Mm-hmm.
Put the cotton seeds in one place. Just first one thing. But
sure.
They don't do that now. They don't. People don't catch cotton seeds. They buys all of the cow feed.
Mm-hmm.
They used to raise their own feed, but now they sell it and go right and buy it back.
The top part of the barn.
You mean what be on top of it?
Well, sometimes when you didn't have just a hay barn, sometimes people would keep the hay in the top part.
Oh yeah, up in the loft.
Huh?
Up in the loft.
Okay.
Yeah, up in the loft.
Put
the hay up in the loft and the corn down in the barn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What part of the barn? What did they call that part of the barn where the corn was?
They would just call it, let's see. I guess it's the corn barn, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a building for storing grain?
Yeah.
What's that called?
We call them a grain bin.